Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Crystal Heart Connection. I'm Erin Whiting, and this is where I share the tidbits of wisdom that I've picked up along my own spiritual awakening journey and our cosmic alignment with more of a crystalline energy. And this week, I want to talk about the whole creative process because we're in the month of April. We've just passed through the spring equinox, and it is a creative time. This is a really creative energy. Spring brings through creative vibes. And this year, 2025, has brought through some new energy and new alignment with different creation. And it's pulsing each and every one of us to sort of begin to this transform so that we can align with more of where the universal energy is transforming to. And this is what I've found in my own journey, is that as we align with more of our true spiritual essence, we will come to this realization that a lot of what we've created in our life, a lot of the physical expression of our creative energy, might have been driven by a sense of fear or a feeling of separation from spirit. So really, I think what the past few years has been and will begin to intensify over the next few years is that we all need to learn to create in more true alignment with spiritual essence. And that might mean that we have to leave behind things that we do really well, things like our guru status, right? The things that we have been working on in this life's journey that we've already mastered. There's certain things we've mastered, and we might have to allow them to either A, transform into the next version of what that expression is, or some of the things we might have to leave behind altogether. And I think that's what's causing a lot of stress in a lot of people's lives. It's not that you haven't done something amazing in this lifetime. You've learned a lot of things, but that what do I do with that now? Now that the template of our universe is under transformation, how am I going to transform with this? And I had this recently in my own journey because, you know, for the last 15 years, I've been really focused on supporting other people in their spiritual journey. And I do this through like one-to-one sessions and, you know, meditations, and obviously my online platform where we work in groups. You know, I've kind of begun to master the, you know, tarot, and I've used this sort of template in my own work and in my own awakening journey around healing emotions and changing belief systems and tuning into your soul program and understand how to clear the energies that are no longer serving your path forward. And then, you know, of course, there's also this whole work with like archetypes and your, you know, that psycho-spiritual aspect. And I was realizing I've like come to the top of the mountain on this. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I really feel like I'm embodying more of this. I'm understanding it. I've like really have fine-tuned over 15 years of working and holding space for other people of how to really do that well. And I do it really, really well. I feel that's what I feel in my heart, is that I've come to this place where I'm like, wow, this is so good. And I've been working on delivering like a new delivery system for that work, which is through my new coaching program. And I've got this like online course that people will work through. And as I was really starting to ground that down, I was really questioning to myself, do I really want to continue doing this? And I think that this is the question that you will begin to ask yourself as you come along on your creative projects. Is this still in high alignment for me? And I think in the past, I used to think that there was like one thing I was supposed to be doing, right? Like there was one purpose for me in this world. And I really was so driven to bring that purpose through. And since healing a lot of my feeling of unworthiness and fear and really kind of healing that separation between me and spirit, I realize that we are all one. And a lot of that unworthiness was driving me forward so that I could have a purpose, so that I could have something that I did well in this world, that at the end of my life, there would have been, she did this, right? And there's been so much of that realization for me of like, that did drive me forward. And I think that actually served a great purpose because I feel that I have created something really amazing in my life and that I have put my energy towards fine-tuning my soul's expression in a positive way. But there was a sense of pause as I was putting together this, what like is like my masterpiece, right? Like my final painting is what it felt like. And I had to ask myself, do I still want to do this? Does it still make me feel excited? And I took a pause because it's not easy working with people on, you know, releasing their triggers and finding their soul dream. There's a lot of darkness that comes up. It's like you're really investing an energy towards something that, you know, it's not ego driven. You don't always get the rewards out in the world, right? Like this isn't necessarily, to me, the work that I bring through maybe isn't necessarily what everybody wants to hear. And this is something that can be very triggering. I'm working through, when I'm working with people, we're working through deeper triggers. And sometimes those projections can come back onto me. And, you know, as much as I've worked through, you know, those difficulties and how challenging it can be, right? And of course, this is all sort of ego talking anyway, like ego thinks it's challenging. My personality is like, oh, you don't love me. You don't think, you don't appreciate me for all the things that I have to offer. But there is a sense of needing to release those layers. So, you know, but even that, do I still want to be here expressing myself in this way? And I had a really deep contemplation about it. And in connection with my higher self, I started to realize that there really isn't just one thing that you're supposed to bring through, that you can truly move forward and explore a whole nother level of expression of your soul. So whereas for the last 15 years, it's felt so good for me to be able to hold this space, and I've learned so much from doing that. Could there be another thing on the other side of this particular expression? And I really deeply started to understand that it doesn't really matter so much what you're doing. You can continue with that expression, but is it in your highest joy and really in sort of coming to the bottom of the next pyramid, if you will? Like, and once you've made it to the top of your pyramid and you've kind of mastered what you're working on, is there a whole nother pyramid? And do you need to start at the bottom of that pyramid? And are you willing to sort of explore what might be beyond what you do really well? And that's something that I think a lot of us are struggling with. And here's the tips that I have for you if this is something that you're contemplating. Do you have a good connection with your higher self? Because I really do think that I've learned the most from just learning to work true with my true higher self, that consciousness that can sort of see beyond what my human limitation is, right? It allows you to be guided towards experiences that might align with a higher path and truly align more greatly with a planetary evolution. And there's some things that we don't really know about what's shifting and changing. And it takes a level of exploring and I really think that you're not here to, as I've said, not here to do the one thing. You're here to be an explorer and to embody your higher levels. This isn't something that we've really done on this planet in a really long time, is embody your presence, be in alignment with a higher spiritual frequency. I really think this is something we're doing that's really brand new. And it takes that explorer within to want to know what might be possible. And I think that that's the thing that we hold dear. So if we're holding dear to the things that we do well, we don't understand that they might just be the platform for the next amazing thing that this universe and you are going to bring together. So just asking yourself, does this still make you feel excited? And would you want to receive the services and the creations that you're delivering? And truly just understanding that this universe is in a massive transformation energetically. And you are too. You are going through this transformation. And don't be afraid to step off a platform that feels very stable for you, feels like what you've always known, what you've mastered, what you've become the guru around. There might be another level for you. Become that explorer.